If you clicked on this video, it's because you know you have a ton of potential. You're bright, you're ambitious, and you know that you are meant for more. And every night when you go to sleep, you have that thought of one day I'm gonna achieve everything I have ever wanted. Well, I wanna congratulate you, because if you pay very close attention to this video, that day will come sooner than you could ever imagine. Because I'm gonna go over the 7 things that will unlock 100% of your God-given potential on this earth. This is going to be a tactical based video. My goal here is that you walk out of this with real things that you can do and apply straight away. Now, a quick disclaimer. You see, after you watch this video, you're going to need a target. You have all of this potential all of a sudden. You need somewhere to aim all of this energy towards. For example, starting that online business that you have been putting off. So in order to accomplish that successfully, I've gone ahead and left a link to my most popular YouTube video this year, which breaks down a bunch of business models for beginners, so that way you can find what is most appropriate for you. Once you watch this video and you unlock 100% of your potential, go ahead and click that link in the description and watch that video after. And with that out of the way, let's get into the 7 things that will unlock 100% of your potential. Step number one, you have to kill the boy. You see, the reason that most likely you aren't achieving your potential is because you are still acting like a child. And for me, the difference between a boy and a man has nothing to do with your age. I had to go from a boy to a man at a very young age. The difference between a boy and a man is responsibility. You become a man when you take full ownership and full responsibility of your life. Most of you are thinking that someone is going to come and rescue you. Most of you want to run away from reality instead of towards reality. You have made a cozy home inside of your head where you think you can escape, and you just feel like you're not failing. Meanwhile, in real life, your problems keep piling up nonstop. I need you to understand that this is the boy. The boy is the version of you who needs to be protected and can't handle and face reality. And look, I get it. There's a deep desire to protect that version of yourself, because a warning for you, the day you go from a boy to a man, aka you stop absolving yourself a responsibility, you start to run towards responsibility, not away from it, it's very hard to go back. But unfortunately, you have to kill him. It simply doesn't serve you anymore. Kill the boy and the man will become the only thing that's left. And once you have done that, you will see a new side of yourself. The side of yourself that gets shit done ruthlessly. The side of yourself that you needed to be all of these years. Step number two is play the long game. If you're giving 110% of yourself to short-term games, you are getting micro wins that don't build up to anything worthwhile in the future. When you shift your mentality to a long-term game, and by the way, just so you understand, I know maybe sometimes I say these things and they can come across a bit abstract in a video like this, but let me just go ahead and zone it in. What playing a long-term game means is that when there's a dispute with a client or a customer, and even though you know they're in the wrong, you know that you're right in that situation. It's funny, in my life, I've had incredible relationships with my team, with business associates, business partners, and generally my wider network, because I actually have something factored in. It's called a get f***ed tax. And it's part of my long-term strategy, which is like, hey, I could sit here and dispute all of these things every single time that I know I'm actually in the right, or I'm just gonna accept the fact that I'm playing a long-term game. And as a part of a long-term game, there's gonna be certain situations where, you know what, I'll just take the little L here for the much bigger W in the future. AKA, you don't need to win every single battle as long as you win the war. And I think one of the reasons this concept is so important is when you play a long-term game, it's basically a reassurance to yourself that, like, you know you're gonna make it. Because when you play a long-term game, it's basically telling yourself, like, hey, this is a long game. I know I'm eventually gonna win the game. So rather than focusing on these short-term ups and downs, why don't I just focus on the grand mission and zone out for a bit? And by the way, this doesn't even just apply in business. It could apply outside of business. So whether that is the way that you carry yourself day to day in business, or whether that's the way that you build your relationships, I think a lot of people, they don't think long-term when it comes to relationships. Everything's just so short-term minded. Oh, what can I get out of this person straight away? That's not how life works. Maybe at some of the lower levels, that's how it works. But when you get into the upper echelon of society, people can see people that are playing short-term games. And what it looks like to people is a train wreck that they want to avoid at all costs. So I think truly when you decide to play a short-term game, I actually think it's quite a deep psychological trigger to yourself that, like, I'm not confident that I'm going to make it in the future. Like, I'm not confident that I will 100% do and accomplish everything I say in life. Because if you know for a fact that you're going to accomplish and succeed in these things, well, then you would definitely be eager to move forward, but you're not going to be desperately in a rush like a lot of people you see out there. And that brings us on to step number three, which is be the youngest and brokest person in your friend group. Now, that's not always possible, okay? But you have to try your best. You simply won't strive for more if you're hanging around people who idolize you for doing the bare minimum to get yourself out of a terrible situation. Look, I hate to say it, but if you're making $10,000 a month, that's amazing. That's commendable. Like, congratulations. But if you're hanging around people that think you're the greatest thing since sliced bread, of course you're never going to get any better. I mean, yeah, for sure, it feels good to be looked upon highly, regarded highly, but most people just don't have the balls to insert themselves into a new group of people where they see you as a beginner. So I want you to actively try to find people doing better than you and put yourself in a student's position. And rule number one, don't try to impress them. Honestly, you can't. Be honest, ask for advice, be the mentee, not the mentor. I'll be honest, that level of humility is so attractive and appealing to people who are later on in their careers. So actually weaponize that, use that, because it will take you so much further. And I think that takes us perfectly into step number four, which is you have to be a lifelong learner. If I think of every single person I know who has unlocked 100% of their potential, they truly are lifelong learners. And it's interesting, you can actually be super successful, but at the same time, not be unlocking 100% of your potential. And I see it all the time. I see people that become successful and then they get really complacent and then they're like, oh, well, I already know enough. And it's like, I mean, yeah, sure, but life's going to give you a pretty big smack in the face when at a certain point, I don't believe in this concept of, oh, just treading water. I don't think that you can just stay in the same position. I think you're actively either moving forward or moving backwards. And there's really nothing in between. So I think the action of not moving forward and not educating yourself is you in the process getting lapped by other people that do. I wish I could sit here and explain how to do it. I'll always hold my hands up and say, like, I don't know how to tangibly give this to you. I think it's just something that people develop, or they have that moment where it clicks. So like, just, I think the only thing I can think of is like being so process orientated and like enjoying the process so much that you don't care about the result. But truly, if I think about the most successful people I know, they are constantly educating themselves. Now, I want to make it clear, educating themselves doesn't mean watching podcasts and reading books 24/7, although there's a place for that stuff. Most of the time, their education is in the arena, like in the arena of life. Like, that's education, like doing things, trying things, speaking to people, spending 2 weeks just immersing yourself in one specific topic, right? Not like, oh, I'm going to listen to 2 hours of podcast a day, and that's education. I'll be honest, a lot of times that's not education, that's just entertainment. If you spend 2 hours a day specifically listening to really niche podcasts or really niche videos, or spending 2 hours with binaural beats on, it's just you and Claude going back and forth sort of as a sparring partner and saying, okay, cool, if you had to make me an expert on this topic in the next 2 hours, how would you go about it? So to me, that is what I mean when I say educate yourself. Educate yourself by playing in the arena of life, or educate yourself by very thoughtful and curated self-education time. Now, step number five is you must be ruthless with your self-accountability. Look, I'm gonna be honest with you. You're the one lying to yourself, not your partner, not your boss, you. You convinced yourself that watching podcasts counts as working on the business. You convinced yourself that thinking about the offer is the same as building the offer. You convinced yourself that being busy means productive. One of my favorite things to do at the end of the day is look at what my intention was going into the day. And by the way, that's a topic for another video. Feel free to leave in the comments if you want me to show you how to execute on a successful day. But at the beginning of the day, you should have your intentions for the day. But at the end of the day, I love going back and going, all right, cool. This is what I said I was going to do today. Here's what I actually got done. And that gap is just a reflection of how much you've been lying to yourself. And sometimes I even face that problem. But the problem with lying to yourself is that it stops feeling bad after a while, and then it just becomes a norm. And then you start getting in this loop of thinking, oh, well, it's fine if I didn't hit my non-negotiables for the day, or it's fine if I didn't execute on my intention for the day. And look, there's always anomalies. You're not going to hit it 100% of the time. But when it becomes the norm for you not to do it compared to doing it, well, then now you've created a self-fulfilling prophecy for yourself. And I think step number six helps mitigate against all of this, which is you must get your personal life in order before your business life flourishes. You see, your business is a reflection of who you are as a person. I know this might seem ridiculous, but if you can't even remind yourself to make your bed or brush your teeth, how the f*** do you expect to run a successful enterprise? Look, I don't want to sit here and pretend as though after a decade, I'm perfect, okay? Even me, I'm not sometimes. And I very much notice one for one that when my personal life is out of order, out of whack, as in the way I show up personally for life, then yeah, there's a very clear reflection of how my business life shows up. Now, I'm very fortunate to be a decade in where I have 100+ people working for me, and there's systems and protocols and everything's got a place and an order and whatnot. But still, nonetheless, there's definitely a business effect and things aren't moving at the pace they should be. And if I had to put a bow on this entire thing, it would be step number seven, which is to fulfill 100% of your potential, you must act then become. The issue is right now, what you're thinking is, I'm gonna do these things, and then from there, once I do these things, then I will have this image of myself. That's not how it works. Basically, your brain has a thermostat, okay? And every time you go against that thermostat, and that thermostat is basically your self-identity. Every time you go past that self-identity for yourself, what does your brain do? It fucks some things up in your life. It self-sabotages because it wants you to come back to that thermostat. It wants you to come back to that place of homeostasis. So let's reverse them around. First, you are going to have this image of yourself, and it's with that self-image that you will then carry out the actions. Now, the beautiful part is when you carry out those actions, it will reaffirm the self-image, and then it just becomes this beautiful prosperous cycle. But it all predicates on you first building this image of yourself and then executing on it. Now look, if anything that I mentioned in this video seems harsh, I want you to know that truly from the bottom of my heart, it comes from a good place. As someone who cares about you and wants to see you win. And if you truly take everything I've just said to heart, you are going to become unrecognizable. These are all harsh realizations that I've had to find out myself the hard way. So please take heed of what I've said, internalize it. And once you do, you've unlocked 100% of your potential. Check out that other YouTube video I recorded. I'll leave the link in the description. And as always, I'm watching from afar and I'm rooting for you.